Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's Saturday, January 24th, 21:15 GMT. That's 9 o'clock GMT. It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Boston time. And our position is 55 degrees, 03 minutes south, and 79 degrees, 17 minutes west, making about 9.5 knots, a course of about 150 true. Going downwind here, jibing back and forth, trying to get to Cape Horn. We were early this morning heading over to the coast of Chile on the other jibe, and you're getting lifted a little bit, and so finally decided to jibe down here. It's going to be a bit of a complicated weather system with the wind shift not being favorable from here to getting to Cape Horn, given the land mass that's there. So it's probably going to be longer than we originally thought. But anyway, we are making progress. Have the Solons up and two reefs in the main. Gray, occasional blue sky. And we do have some albatross flying around the boat, which is always a pleasure. Anyway, we are making progress. Our position at the moment is a bit eerie. For me, and was not planned, and we hoped actually not to be at this point, which is the position of where we were when we capsized 18 years ago here, and we hoped that on our other jibe we would be going in towards the coast of Chile there. It would be well away from this particular spot, but we're not precisely at it, but we're within the same degree range, 55-79, and it's eerie and a bit unsettling to be here. So anyway, hopefully we'll be out of this in the next couple of hours, trying to get a little bit further south to probably 56 south, and then jive back and head across towards Cape Horn. There'll be a couple of fairly significant wind variations along the way there. But anyway, hoping to get down there and make some further progress. So the boat seems to be doing all right. We had a fair amount of wind last night. Bigger seas, bigger winds. We're down again to the storm jib and three reefs in the main. And we have a big gap in our sail inventory between the storm jib and the staysail. Don't know quite how that would be filled, but anyway. Also, I guess I haven't called in for a little bit of time since the mast climb the other day, which if you hadn't read it, there's a pretty extensive ship's log about it. We had a situation where the top mast runner of the three running backstays on each side, the top one is or was controlled or supposedly controlled by a piece of shock cord, which in fact has stretched some so that it allowed the runner, when it was in its off position on the leeward side, to get hooked around the upper spreader, and then the shock cord would actually hold it in place so you couldn't swing it out and get and clear it. And some dire consequences could happen if you ever started to winch that on with that in place. You can break off the spreader and then the mast would come down. There are a couple of solutions, but the best would be to try to get rid of that shock cord, and the only way to do that was to go up the mast. And so that was quite an experience. Never really been able to do it even at the dock, and we're able to do it at sea, and so there's a pretty detailed description in one of the ship's logs just a day or so ago. So anyway, we'll check in with you again tomorrow as we get closer to the next mark of the course. Great American 3 off and clear.